This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Some Pharisees came, and to test Jesus, they asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" Jesus answered them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of dismissal and to divorce her." But Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." Then, in the house, the disciples asked him again about this matter. Jesus said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her, and if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And Jesus took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In 1975, vocalist Eric Carmen sings a song that reaches number 2 on the U.S. Billboard. Verse 1 says, "Living alone, I think of all the friends I've known, but when I dial the telephone, nobody's home." Do you remember the song? If you do, then you know its title is "All By Myself." It focuses on the pain of separation, that feeling, that oh-so-unwelcome feeling we call loneliness. In Genesis chapters 1 and 2, God creates things and calls these creations good and very good. Yet God stops calling things good rather abruptly in verse 18 of chapter 2 when God declares something not good. God declares, "It is not good that the man should be alone." The first thing that God calls not good is loneliness. How come? Well, it's because loneliness is the opposite of God's intent for us, because God has created and hardwired us for belonging, for relationship, for connection. Never for separateness. A pastor from my youth told a story several years ago about an ad once placed in a newspaper. It said something along the lines of, "For $5, I will listen to you talk for 30 minutes without comment, without interruption." And soon the woman who places this ad is inundated with 20-ish calls per day. How come? Because loneliness causes almost 20-ish people per day to spend $5 every half hour to call this woman for loneliness relief. Before the pandemic, some of us already felt lonely. For over a year now, the pandemic has intensified this feeling. Loneliness almost always produces anxiety, nervous energy, fear, and a sense of worthlessness. Yet even more, loneliness uses the power of separation to take us into isolation. Some know that of which I speak. Some know the feeling of being lonely even when we are with others. Some know the voice of isolation which whispers during the witching hours, "No one wants to be with you because you are not worth being with." Perhaps it's this voice prompting Psalm 25's author to write, Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and bring me out of my distress. God fully understands how loneliness and isolation leave us feeling forsaken. Jesus knows all too well the unholy trinity of loneliness, isolation, and forsakenness. Isaiah 53 says that Jesus is the man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, from whom we hide our faces, the one whom we esteem stricken by God and afflicted. Jesus is rejected by his family in Nazareth, rejected by his own people, deserted by his disciples who leave him on the cross to die. And there on the cross, loneliness, isolation, and forsakenness caused Jesus to cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me? As I said before, the pandemic even hit us. We'd already been feeling lonely. Haven't we also felt isolated, maybe even forsaken? This stuff's on my mind because the Bryant family is experiencing the opposite problem these days. Our house is only silent between 3 and 5 a.m. It seems as if the washing machine and dryer perpetually hum and hum and hum as Sean cleans and sanitizes his scrubs, and we try to get the household laundry done around his use of the machines. And Harriet's voice is constantly echoing from our home office as she attends meetings, returns client calls, or tells another solicitor that we do not want or need another extended car warranty. My cell phone is like a switchboard with people perpetually reaching out with questions, suggestions, concerns, requests for assistance. And one of these callers has recently asked dear old dad to pay for a round-trip airline ticket to get him home from Cincinnati at Christmas. That particular caller, our son Stephen, asked me on that particular day, Dad, what is the hardest part of the pandemic for you? I thought for a moment, and then I shared this with Stephen. The hardest part for me is that quiet doesn't exist in my world anymore. I could almost never find alone time. Well, time alone. You see, time alone is important for us, isn't it? Time alone is our space for being still in the presence of God. It's our space for rest, reflection, restoration. It's our space for dreaming. It's our space for being cradled in the loving arms of God. Time alone is a very good thing. Jesus seeks time alone throughout his ministry. Yet time alone is not the same as alone time. God has good reason to say it is not good for a person to be alone. When we get too much alone time, loneliness sets in deep, causing us to spend too much time in the company of our own thoughts, reinforcing not just the positive, but also the negative. Soon loneliness leads us into isolation, where we question our self-worth, our purpose, and sometimes even our reason for living. It's in that pain-filled space where we begin to think incredibly dark things that will have us crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me? To feel lonely is bad enough, yet to feel forsaken is the very worst. To be lonely is a matter of longing for company. To be forsaken is to feel as if the warden has tossed us into solitary confinement. Apart from capital punishment, Western society deems the greatest punishment of them all to be separated from human contact. Some might call this the extreme form of social distancing. No wonder we truly dread and despise social distancing.
It forces us to embrace what we'd never choose, solitary confinement. And now we come to the gospel. Pharisees have come to Jesus with specious questions of separation. And this is rather ironic because the Hebrew word from which we get Pharisee means to separate. Pharisees are truly the separated ones, or the ones who are separate. And they have all sorts of rules to govern their social distancing and to maintain their separateness. It sort of sounds like life in the pandemic, doesn't it? Except the difference in their circumstance and our circumstance is that they choose separateness. Our solitary confinement has been forced upon us like an unwanted divorce. Faced with specious questions from the separate ones about separateness, Jesus surrounds himself with the loving community of children. Faced with forces of isolation, loneliness, and forsakenness, Jesus creates community. How come? Because God did not design us for separateness. God designed us for connection, community, and belonging. The cure for our feelings of loneliness, isolation, and forsakenness is the community given to us by Almighty God. This is the reason God says it is not good for a person to be alone. When loneliness, isolation, and forsakenness bully you, do what Jesus does. Create community. Because the cure for what ails you is the family that your God has given you in baptism. So when you're feeling alone, thinking of all the friends you've known, keep dialing your telephone until somebody is home. Your God is with you in the family that God gives you. Because God knows already for you that it's no good for you to be alone. Amen.